This is the King Chasing Podcast, where we keep Christ at the center of athletics. Here's your host, Brandon Gilmore.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Brandon, and this is the King Chasing Podcast. As always, thanks for joining us, and please make sure to visit our website at thenccaa.org for more King Chasing content. Well, we have an excellent show in store for you today as we have Grace Norman joining us. Grace won gold in the paratriathlon at the 2016 Rio Paralympic Games and most recently won silver at the 2020 Tokyo Paralympic Games. She currently holds the world records for the 800 meters and 1500 meters in the T44 classification for track and field. Grace is a 2020 graduate of Cedarville University, where she earned NCCAA All-American honors in both cross-country and indoor track and field, while also helping the Yellow Jackets win two NCCAA cross-country national championships. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you enjoy my conversation with Grace. Well, hey, Grace, welcome to King Chasing. How's everything going?
Doing pretty well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're happy to have you on here. Now, you won the paratriathlon silver medal at the 2020 Summer Paralympics, which actually just took place this past summer because of the COVID situation. But so first of all, congratulations. It's quite an accomplishment. But I'm curious, what does it mean to you to be able to compete on a world stage like that and to be able to represent your country?
Yeah, you know, the Paralympics is the highest level of sport for para athletics. And so to be able to represent my country, not only one Paralympics, but this is my second Paralympic Games, is just an incredible experience. From a very young age, my goal was to be in the Paralympics, and medaling wasn't even in my dreams when I was a little girl, but just being able to be there and represent the United States with every other country is just a dream come true. It's also just a pride in my country. I'm not just racing for myself. I'm racing for the entire country. I have my name and then USA right under it. And so, it goes hand in hand, and to be able to not only qualify and race, but medal was just a really big honor.
Sure. So in order to be a world-class athlete, I imagine the training regimen has to be pretty intense. So when you're training for the Paralympics, what does a day in the life of Grace Norman look like?
When I'm in heavy training, it's quite intense as far as what my life looks like. There's not a lot of time for extra things. The word no is said a lot to a lot of people. I've had to turn down countless wedding invites and just going out with friends and having, I guess, the more natural way of fun with, you know, going out, eating out. So a day in my life normally is a lot of working out, a lot of focus on a lot of the details, to bed early. So just to give you a little bit of a sense of that, any day in the past year leading up to the Paralympics this past August was a wake up around 7 a.m., eat some breakfast, and then head out for my first training session that would last around an hour to 2 hours. Sometimes we would double up in the morning and do a second training session. And then we would take about 3 to 5 hour break in between the first training sessions and the evening's training sessions. So we'd refuel, maybe take a nap if we had time, just try to relax and focus on tying up any loose ends with sponsors or doing emails or finding other hobbies. I found the hobby of quilting, so I did that a lot in the middle. And then we'd come back in the evening, starting up around 3 p.m. and do another session or two, depending on if we had done two sessions in the morning, eat a good dinner, and then in bed by 8 p.m. and wake up the next morning and do it all again.
Wow. That's incredible. Now, back in 2016, you were able to actually win gold at the Paralympics in Rio de Janeiro. What was it like to stand on the podium and hear your national anthem play?
You know, every race has the potential of a podium at the end of it. The Rio Paralympics ended in the gold, and I was beyond ecstatic with that. It was my first Paralympic Games, my first triathlon at that level. And I came in the underdog. I had never won against the women that I was racing against. And so it was also, the race was also on September 11th that year. And so to be able to win gold and then be on that podium and hear that national anthem just playing in Brazil, on a day when many of our countrymen lost their lives, was also had a special meaning. It was very just made me really thankful for my freedom, thankful for my safety, thankful for people who sacrifice their lives daily for me to be able to compete in different countries and be safe and follow my dreams. And so it had that, and it also was just a phenomenal honor because podiums are wonderful no matter what race you're in, but with having your national anthem play, it brings in a lot more than just yourself. You're, like I said earlier, it's not just about me racing and my name. It's I'm racing for the United States, and this medal is going into the medal count for the United States of this games, and everyone is backing you, and it was just an amazing experience. Any podium is welcomed, but the top is definitely a very different experience than, say, silver or bronze.
I'm sure. Yeah, that sounds special. Now, soon after winning that gold, you actually began attending Cedarville University. Now, were your classmates aware of what you had just accomplished, and what was that like when you first started there?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. I had just graduated high school. Qualified for my first Paralympic Games, went to the Paralympics, had to miss about the first month of my first college semester at Cedarville University. And so coming home, there was obviously like it had been televised, everyone kind of knew about it. I came back to the school, and my father is a professor there at Cedarville University. And so he had people talking to him about it. And I came back as a freshman, first time at the school. They had a big welcome home party.
Oh, wow.
And it was a really amazing experience, but I was like, I don't know any of these people. Like I'm trying to like start my career as a freshman at Cedarville University, meet new people, trying to get caught up on the 3 weeks of nursing that I just missed. But it was really neat. I felt very supported and just encouraged by all the people that knew of my accomplishments, watched what I did. It helped me feel very supported going into my college career and my nursing career. And but it was interesting. I like, you know, you're walking through the dining hall and people are like, oh, hi, Grace. And I'm like, hi, do I know you? So it was definitely a good conversation starter.
I feel like I'd be walking around every day wearing that gold medal, just like, yes, check this out. But
Yeah, it was interesting because there was part of me, I mean, a big part of me that is super proud of the gold medal. And then there was also that student part of me that was very like, I'm so behind. I have exams I have to take, and I just want to be a normal person and be able to blend in and not have to talk to a million people a day. But in the end, like it was a good way to start my first college semester, I guess.
Now, while you were at Cedarville, you actually competed in several NCCA national championships, earned All-American honors in cross country and indoor track and field, as well as helping the Yellow Jackets win two cross country national championships. So, can you kind of talk about what those championship experiences were like for you?
Running with Cedarville University was always the dream for me. I knew I wanted to go to Cedarville. I'm a middle child of two sisters, and my older sister was a phenomenal runner and attended Cedarville and ran for Cedarville. With my father being a professor at Cedarville, it was kind of an in for me. But once I visited and met Coach Bolander, I was just, I loved the program. And I was really excited to see what I could do on a running level, in a collegiate level. And so being able to compete with Cedarville University and under Coach Bolander was really, really important for just making me who I am as an athlete today and being able to learn more on the athletic maturity and be able to just get more race experience. It was really good. And so being able to compete in, several national championships was really, really exciting. It was just such a cool environment to know that like all the schools there and all the teams were competing for their team, but also for Christ. And so we all had that, that commonality that brought us together. I, at the end of each race, my team, the team captains were always really good, no matter what race it was, if it was Christian colleges or just regular, was we tried to make a prayer circle. And we would see who would join, but definitely at the end of the, Christian college championships, it was just, that was just the thing that everyone wanted to do. And it was really neat just to see how everyone was giving their best for their school, but also for Christ, and having that same commonality was just really neat to compete at.
Yeah, that's awesome. How did your attendance at Cedarville impact your walk with Christ?
Cedarville was a huge part of, I guess, my life in a lot of different areas. I was drawn to Cedarville, one, because my dad was a professor there. I kind of grew up around the school. But even from a young age, I took piano lessons there. And so I was interacting with students from a very, like, from middle school and elementary school. And I just saw their kindness, their willingness to work with everyone, just the community there. And then it just escalated more whenever I arrived as a student. The community of believers, of just strong faith individuals, just kindness. It was really, really impactful and wonderful to be around. I went to a Christian high school and elementary, and so I've been raised in Christian education my entire life. But to finish off at college, it's a different experience, you know. We all stop at, for us at Cedarville University, it was 10 a.m. every day we had chapel. And to be able to be, just have that time set aside for getting closer to God, listening to sermons, singing, and being surrounded by an entire community of people and athletes alike was really amazing. It really did grow my faith. It helped me take my faith and help it become its own. There's at Cedarville University, we all graduate with a Bible minor. And so to go through those different courses of the theology and Old Testament and New Testament really expanded my knowledge of the Bible and my faith. And I was able to make meaningful, lasting relationships with people that are still plugging into me today and helping me and encouraging me in my walk with Christ. And that's more than I could ask for from a Christian university. And so it was very impactful, definitely helped me test what I actually believed and not just what my parents taught me or what the school was teaching. It was, let's make this faith my own, and helped me develop into a very strong Christian and take that, my faith, into my athletics and who I am today.
Yeah. Now, earlier we talked about your training for triathlons, but 1 Corinthians talks about training to win a crown that will last forever. Is there any insight that you can share for our listeners on how you balance training physically and also spiritually?
Yeah, it's being an athlete, being an elite athlete, the physical training is what a lot of people think of. They are all interested in, you know, what workouts I'm doing, how many hours a week am I training, what am I eating, you know, how much are you sleeping? And while that's all really important, the spiritual side is just as, or if not more important. Leading into Tokyo, the Paralympic Games, I had put a ton of pressure on myself, being the defending gold medalist from Rio going in. I became so caught up in fear of failure and just focused on myself. And that wasn't a good place to be in. I had neglected the spiritual training and the spiritual, I guess, recovery and rest. And what I needed to focus on more, it was that, and racing for God, it was that I was given an opportunity. I've been given this gift and this talent, and I shouldn't be letting a fear of failure take over and in a sense ruin or make me afraid to compete. I should be taking this opportunity and giving it back to Christ and, you know, depending on him for everything. And I always use this verse, and I really need to write the reference down because I do not remember it. I think it's in Galatians, maybe. I don't know. But it's the verse is, "My grace is sufficient for you every day." And that stuck with me so much. And that was part of, yes, the physical training is so important with triathlon leading into a Paralympic Games, but God's grace is so important as well. And he will give you strength to get through every day. And as long as you put your time into nurturing that spiritual growth and that spiritual training, then he'll be right there with you and he'll help you. And really, whenever I gave it back to God and I kind of opened my hands, you know, okay, you can have it. The stress level and the all of the just pressure that I put on myself, there were still nerves, yes, but it was a different level. And it wasn't, I'm afraid. It was, I'm going to do this because God can empower me to do anything. Hmm. And it was just a very changing experience. And it can be so easy to focus on the physical and just neglect the spiritual. But in reality, I need to put more emphasis on the spiritual instead of the physical.
Hmm. I love that. Now that you've graduated from Cedarville with a nursing degree back in 2020, what are your goals within the nursing field?
Yeah, I graduated in 2020 with the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. It was a bit challenging to figure out what I was going to do from there. My original goal was to graduate, take my nursing exam, get my license, but just push on training for another 3 months, compete in the Paralympics, and then come back, start my nursing career. With COVID, I had an entire year now that I had to figure out what I was going to do. I chose to postpone my nursing career from the beginning, where I took my exam, but I didn't start looking for jobs, or I didn't get hired on anything, because I had decided that I was going to put my full focus and attention into Paralympic training. But now that the Paralympics are over and I am relocated in Florida, I've got my Florida nursing license, I am looking for jobs that kind of fit my training, where I'm not working full time, but that shifts work. And because I do value my nursing degree, I put 4 years of really hard work and schedule balances and everything, that I would love to use it. And I have a heart that loves helping people and love giving back. And triathlon can be a pretty selfish sport, because that's the nature of an elite athlete, is just taking care of oneself. And so I really do have that desire to reach out and give back and help others. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing back from some of these companies that I've applied to and see where my nursing job takes me this year, living in Florida.
I'm curious, do you put gold medal winner on your resume? Is that on there?
It is on there. Yeah. My resume kind of looks a little weak with not a lot of work experience, but at the end it says Paralympian 2 times, the gold and silver. And so maybe I've had a few employers come back of, wow, I've looked you up, you're very inspiring.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I hope it helps me get a job.
Right. If nothing else, it shows you're a hard worker. So
yeah, exactly.
One final question. Can we expect to see you in Paris for the 2024 Paralympics?
Yes, absolutely. I finished the Tokyo Paralympic Games and Rise Across. I said, okay, it's time to go back and defend my gold in Paris.
There you go. Awesome. Well, we look forward to that. We'll be cheering you on. That's all the time we have today. But thanks, Grace, for joining us on King Chasing.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again to Grace for sharing her experiences on the world stage and how she trains both physically and spiritually. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the King Chasing podcast on whatever app you use to listen. We'd also appreciate it if you encouraged others to listen and subscribe. Once again, we're thankful to you for tuning in and supporting us. Join us next time on King Chasing. Take care, everyone.